We'll now turn to House District 22, where the incumbent is Sharon Cisna and the challenger is Mark Fish. Welcome to both of you. We'll start with opening statements, and Representative Cisna, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I have been serving the legislature now for 10 years, and in thinking about exactly what those 10 years have actually followed, it's been very interesting because the people that I've worked for, the people that that I serve as a public servant, have been friends for so many years. And it all started 41 years ago when I came to Alaska on a two-week vacation. And 2 days after I decided to stay, I met my closest friends at a mountaineering club meeting. And within the year, I had started taking university courses in the UMed district, which at that point wasn't that way. 10 years later, when my family and I were looking for a home, we were looking in that same area where all of my friends were living. And now it's their children and the grandchildren of my friends that I am now serving. So,
sorry about that.
That's
okay,
fine.
Mr. Fish, the challenger, the Republican challenger, you have a minute, sir, for an opening statement.
Aye, and thank you. Well, I've lived here in South Central in Anchorage Bowl for 42 of my 50 years. A great portion of that is in the Airport Heights District. For 20 of those years, I served in had the privilege to serve in Alaska Army National Guard in the Aviation Unit. I've gotten to see a lot of the state, and I have to say that I am very impressed with Alaskans. They have courage and commitment, and I feel that they are the people that can lead the nation out of its current crisis. I'm happy to be here, and I look forward to the debate. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll continue with you, sir. It's your opportunity to ask Representative Cisna a question.
Well, my question does tie into my opening statement. And I hope you don't mind if I read it. I want to make sure I get your quote right. In the book Oil, Globalization, and the War for Arctic Refuge by David M. Standala, you said, and this is a quote, "Anybody who had talent left Alaska. Those who didn't invest their money wisely blew it, and many of those are left here now." And my question to you is, do you actually believe Alaskans are the untalented and irresponsible people you made them out to be?
Whoa, is all I can say, because I've never seen that book. I certainly don't remember having said that, and I'm really interested in, like, when was that written? I've been here 41 years, very active the entire time, talked to a million different people, and I don't remember ever saying anything like that. What I do believe is that we've seen an exodus of our youth in Alaska. Not talent necessarily, unless it was after we took away pension possibilities for state government, for instance. And we've not risen sometimes to the heights we should have in giving our public servants the kind of wages that they needed and the kind of benefits. But I don't remember that as a quote. And that's fascinating. I want to see that book.
Your rebuttal, sir, Mr. Fish.
Well, certainly for you and everybody else, I'll put the link on my website at fishforhouse.net, and you can explore your previous statements. I think you'll find them very enlightening. And I think the voters will, too. I just want to reiterate that, you know, I feel a lot and close to Alaskans, and I think we can do great things, and I would like to represent those interests as well.
Thank you, sir. Representative Cisna, you have 15 seconds.
The people of Alaska face one of the largest challenges we've ever faced, and that is both what's happening nationally and what's happening in our state with oil prices for fuel and transportation. And that's what I'm focused on, and I am dedicated to making sure we find a solution for all of our neighbors across the state.
Okay, it's your opportunity, Representative Sisna, to ask Mr. Fish a question.
I would love to ask a question that is really on my mind, because what I have found in the 10 years that I've been serving is the enormous promise and the enormous needs in our own area, in our own neighborhood, where we live, our district that is the University Medical District. And what I'd love to know, because I haven't gotten a sense of this, what your hopes are, what your plans are to help our district reach what it could be in the future.
Sure. And I really do appreciate that. You know, as I'm walking up the district as several times over the last couple of years, or 18 months, I should say, I see a lot of issues that we can address. One is the pollution of Chester Creek. You know, we have rusting culverts that need to be replaced where they go underground. We need to make our pedestrian walkways more accessible around traffic. We need safer neighborhoods through community policing. And I could go on to even more public sanitation needs in our parks. I don't think porta-potties is the way to go. They're good for temporary job sites, but we can do better than that. Our infrastructure on some areas of town, our utilities, the wires are actually holding the poles up. You know, we can do better in maintaining what we have and fixing our sewer systems and our creeks.
Thank you, sir. Representative Sisna, you have 1 minute for a rebuttal.
Thank you very much for that answer. Most of those things actually would be a local government kind of necessity. Number one department in state government is health. Health and Social Services eats $2 billion, and a huge percentage of that is actually spent in our district. Our state suffers from negative health indicators that in habits that are all preventable. We're leaders in alcohol, binge drinking, for instance, sexual abuse, family dysfunction, suicide. It goes on, and it's the things that we could actually stop, that we lead the nation in. And our district is where people learn how to deal with those problems and where they actually put the solutions into place. Our district has huge needs, and the state portion is really important.
Mr. Fish.
Well, I think the state portion is always addressed, and not only by the local representative, but by every representative of the state that's got a stake in it as well. But our district is not the institutions that it is. It's the people that live there. And we have a lot of people that come and go and work in the area. But I see, as I'm walking, there's a lot of folks that live in the area that aren't faring as well. And I think, as a representative, a local representative of a local district, I think we can do better than that.
Okay, it'll be my turn to ask a question. Representative Sisna, you talked about the crisis in fuel prices, but the value of oil has fallen in half in the last few weeks. Do we have a crisis or not?
We have a crisis because, and my husband and I spent our rebate several weeks ago to go visit four communities in rural Alaska, finding out exactly what's going on, because rural Alaska is the customer of the University Medical area, and we really are concerned about that energy and the energy problem and how that's going to affect our customers, actually. And what is happening is that they didn't get their fuel in many cases because they couldn't afford the enormous prices. And now it doesn't matter whether the cost of fuel has gone down, although those follow later, and we have a problem in this state with that and we're going to be talking about it, I'm sure. But the cost of flying it in now, because now you can't get it by barge. It has to be flown in, oftentimes very short runways. So the costs are enormous because you're taking little bits of expensive things to fly there.
Okay, Mr. Fish.
Well, sure. You know, energy has been neglected for a long time. You know, one of the things I did in the National Guard was go up and pick up some jet fuel that was left on the Susitna Dam project when it closed down. And I would like to remind folks there, if that project wasn't closed down then, if we continued then, we wouldn't have the problem we do now. And what we need is people that look forward to developing our natural resources and not look for ways of locking them up. And I would like to be one of those people that look forward to developing those resources.
Okay, this would be for both of you. Since we're on energy, we'll stick with it. We'll start with you, Mr. Fish. If energy prices are too high, what can the government do to interfere with the marketplace to ensure that they're lower?
Well, you know...
Or should it?
This is the question of the ages. You know, we went from early in the 20th century where nations were going to state-run economies that failed. Then we went to private sector almost completely, and which is having its problems now. I think in the future what you'll see is some sort of hybrid situation. We've got to make sure that whatever pipeline is built, whatever infrastructure is built, delivers the lowest cost product to the people of Alaska that it can. And once we do that, we can see our industries flourish and our people flourish as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fish. Sharon Sisna, Representative Sisna.
What I have been really concerned about in the past 10 years is the numbers of times that I've seen us facing problems, and problems that actually oftentimes are ongoing. And we haven't pulled together and done fact-finding investigations in the way that we could, pulling in all kinds of resources throughout the state and outside of this state. And I think that that's something that in the future, when we have a leadership that is stronger and more capable than the one that I've actually, unfortunately, been a minority in, that's what we can do. And it's not just that problem. There's a whole list of problems that are affecting all of our communities very seriously. The energy one is huge, and we need to do far more. We're starting to do some, but we've got to go further.
Okay, time for closing statement. You have up to 1 minute, Representative Sisna.
The honor that I've had in representing my district has been great. And the thing that I know very seriously is that there are huge needs in the health field, huge needs in education, because we have very poor outcomes in graduating students from both our schools, our high schools, and from our universities. That has to be met if we're going to face the problems of the future. What we must have is to protect the health and the safety of Alaskans across the state for the benefit of my district, but for the benefit of everyone as well. And energy independence is absolutely critical if we're going to face the future in the way that we can, and to get us to the place where we lead the world in having a great place to live and having wonderful economic outcomes and happiness.
Mr. Fish, you have 1 minute for a closing statement, sir.
Thank you. You know, I don't think that the role of a representative is to go on a voyage of personal discovery. I think the role of a representative is to represent the people of its district and the best interests of the state of Alaska. I think I'm the one that can defend your rights to individual life, liberty, and property. And I hope you agree and vote for me in November's election. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fish.